Our guest in the cafe this morning is Rick Parent, is the director of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op. Director, is that the correct title, Rick?
Managing director, manager, whatever.
All right, with Tipitina's, the Tipitina's Creative Co-op, I'm told, is the official title of it, Rick.
Yes, and it's out of New Orleans, but we have locations in all seven major cities in Louisiana.
We want to talk about the Tipitina's Foundation here in a minute, but first of all, there's been a lot of interest in this, but I don't expect everybody knows what we're talking about, but Tipitina's Creative Co-op is going in the old A.L. Day Elementary School in Commerce, on the east side of Commerce. And there's been a lot of renovation taking place, and it slowed down for a while. Now it's back up again. But you're moving in to the old A.L. Day Elementary School building.
Oh, that is correct. And the building was just kind of raw, so we have complete freedom. Their project was to do music. And we are changing that to the arts.
Yeah, by and large, Tipitina's is headquartered in New Orleans.
Correct.
And this is a foundation, nonprofit.
Right.
And most of the work does have to do with music.
Yes, so far it's been music. But, you know, when they put a location in Baton Rouge, they said, well, the bands need publicity photos. Oh, well, let's get a photo studio so they can do that. And then when they went to Lake Charles, it was, well, they want to do videos. They want to have an MTV-type film. So they added a little video there. Here, we're going to be open to not only arts that are concerned with music and band members, but arts that are concerned with anybody. Watercolor, sculpture, martial arts. We're going to have quite a variety here. Community Playhouse.
Oh, great idea. All kinds of arts, not just music.
Correct.
Because the original thing we heard is going to be rehearsal studios and all kinds of musical facilities for aspiring musicians and bands and so on, which I guess you will still do.
We will do that. That is part of it. But we have 20,000 square feet of space over there.
Right.
So when it's finished out, we'd kind of like to have a morning and a session and an afternoon session and an evening session on you name it.
We're talking with Rick Parent, and Rick is the director of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op, which is going in the old A.L. Day Elementary School building. Now, still a lot of work to do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Love to have you by and bring a hammer.
I'll do that. You may not want me wielding a hammer once you've seen me wield a hammer, I'd be glad to do it.
I'll put you in the other room.
Okay, great. But there was a lot of work going on, and then something came up, and things kind of ground to a halt. Now it's all going.
It's all go. Again. It's all on go station right now. We're just getting bids from the usual plumbers, electricians, carpenters. We have a lot to do.
How did this come about?
Let's just say that the end result. The short story is that the City of Commerce has donated this to our organization on the grounds that we did something for the arts and gave back to the community. So a lot of the courses, a lot of the situations are going to be free or extremely low cost to take a course in how to record.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be helping people record their songs and write their songs. And also we have experts in ceramics. And it's just, okay, that's wonderful. I've never done ceramics, but it's fun. And will be extremely cheap for kids and for senior citizens.
Mm-hmm. And any idea at all, is there a target date for opening the doors and letting people come in and do their thing?
My target date or theirs?
Well, yours. Let's start with yours.
Yesterday.
Right, sure. Well, so we're not going to make that.
We missed it, at least by one day.
Right.
But we're trying to move as quickly as possible. These stumbling blocks, I'm not used to dealing with stumbling blocks, but they're there. You know, there's getting the CO, getting the electrician in, getting the bids in, making sure we're not getting run over the coals. And it's been a challenge. Because a lot of that stuff is things I've never done. And we're working hard on it, but I don't know if you remember, but a couple months ago, southern Louisiana was devastated with water.
Mm-hmm.
That ruined three of our locations.
Hmm.
So their attention kind of drifted off Commerce and went to southern Louisiana. As soon as it gets fully back, we'll be going full steam. In the meantime, I'm trying to do every little thing I can so that when we do get the CO, we can start teaching. So if anybody knows an art, let me know.
The CO being the Certificate of Occupancy.
Correct.
Rick Parent is the director of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op, which is starting to get going here in Commerce in the old A.L. Day Elementary School building. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, it was good coffee.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.